April 28th, 7 p.m. No admissions charge. Okay, Rosa, I'd like to speak about Parshas Emor and connect it with Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is around the corner. Tomorrow. Around the corner. So the Torah tells us, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Amro l'Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta aleihem l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amo. A Kohen is not allowed to be metame himself. Now, we've learned about this year, sof tumelotzeis and all these other types of things, and there's lahazir gedolim alaktanim. Even a gadol can be metame a cotton. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Tzorech l'daz lama shina misei d'harogya lomer b'kol ha-Torah daber. It's funny, normally when the Torah says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, daber el b'nei Yisrael. It's also Vayomer and daber. Here it's two amiras, Vayomer and Amor. So why is this different than other places in the Torah where it's Vayomer and Daber? Here it's Vayomer and Amor. Otam lam hikdiv haTorah lebetur sheyatzorich lomar b'nei Aharon haKohanim. Right? The normal way of saying it, Amor el b'nei Aharon haKohanim, not haKohanim b'nei Aharon. The drasha shadarshu chazal b'mkom amomdim hagan. So, one drasha the Gemara says, Amor v'amarta lahazir gdola malaktanim. Yisbar al derech v'atcha omru zal in Tanchuma, v'zal l'shon amar v'chadosh baruch l'moshe, ein nor l'yotzei v'nichnas l'fanei v'astakel b'meis. Tanchuma says that it's not no'eh for the Kohen, who's going into the Beis HaMikdash, that he should be close to a mace. It's not dignity for a Kohen. He's supposed to be on a higher level. And to be involved in a mace is a certain level of degrading himself. More or less on Mala. Elokonim perish l'tzach heim Kohanim mesharsei pnei melech. Maya Mala Shalitamula Nefesh Adam. Because that's why it says Kohanim first. Because the reason why they have this din is because they are Kohanim. And more is a Lashon Mala. Like Hashem Hemircha. God engrandized you. So and more is a Lashon of when you speak to somebody with a lashon of chashivas to that person. The Arachayim is saying it's, and that's the whole idea of why they have this din. It's because they're chashiv. So emor, like Hashem Hemircha, right in Parshas Kisavo, as Hashem Hemarto, Hashem Hemircha, the lashon chashivas. God like put you on a pedestal, so to speak. So that's what it means. Emor akonim, speak to them as if to say, put them on a pedestal. Tell them that they're so choshev, therefore they shouldn't be metame lames. And that's why it says the Kohanim first, because the Kohanim is, the fact that they are Kohanim is the reason why they have such a status and such a halacha that they shouldn't be metame lames. And it's interesting that the Zohar says, Emor al Kohanim, Rav Yitzchak Omer, Emor al Kohanim bilchishu. Emor alakonim belchishu means belachash. In other words, it's interesting that we normally know the difference between dibur and amira. Dibur is lashon kasha, amira is lashon raka. But the Zohar is telling us another, it's a similar thing, but a little different. That dibur is loud and Amira is soft in tone. In other words, normally we think that Dibur means you speak sternly, but you can speak sternly softly also. You know, it doesn't mean the volume is loud. But he's saying that Emor not only means you speak softly, Emor means you speak balach. Dibur means you speak loud. So, it's not, the different perushim, the Satmar Rebbe has to say, but why is it that that this mitzvah had to be given balachash to the Kohanim? And I think the pshat could be, is whenever you want to, you see, even though people are, there are different gradations maybe, sometimes there's more chashivas to different things over other things, but you never want to flaunt that this, that somebody's more chashiv than somebody else. So even when the Kohanim are told that they're more chashiv than everyone else, that they have special halachas, therefore they have more kedusha, more chashivas, it's kept, you know, balach, it's kept low-key. Because we don't want to have them flaunt their chashivas. You know, they know they're chashiv, they have to keep away from Mason, but they don't make a big deal about it. They don't, it's not spoken about and the Torah wanted that there should be Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, that there should be levels of Hashim, whatever, but it shouldn't be something that that they're flaunting, and therefore it's kept halachash. Oh. So there's an interesting Medrash HaGadah. The Medrash says like this. Shnei Amirus Nemru LaKohanim. Why are there two Amirus to the Kohanim? Ela Amira Rishona Shalo Yitama LeMeis. Shemarta Afalpi Shemarti Lahem Lo Yitamu LeMeis Mitzvah Yitamu Ule Tzadikim Gamkein. Kefisha Tzadikim B'Misosim Hem Kayim. That a Kohen is allowed to be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah. The Medrash says he could even be Metame to a Tzadik. I mean a dead Tzadik. So this is a whole literature in Poskim, whether tzaddikim or matam may be misasim or not. And this is very relevant when, if you're a Kohen, you want to go to Maras HaMachpelah. So, certain people say, why not? We assume the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov are tzaddikim, and tzaddikim are not matame. And it says here in the Medrash, that just like for a Meis Mitzvah Yitamu, but tzaddikim gamkin. Fisha did tzaddikim b'misasim hem chayim. Because tzaddikim are considered chayim even b'misasim. So at first glance it just seems like drush. It doesn't seem like we're going to base a halacha. You know, and we'll see. I mean, halacha l'maisa, we don't rely on this. We don't say, well, a big tzaddik passed away so Cohen can go to his funeral. We don't normally say that, and we don't even say it about Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that you can go on their kever. But there is this notion that tzaddikim are not metame. Ma'aseh haya b'Rabbi Akiva. There was a story with Rabbi Akiva shetapsu v'chavshu b'veis asurim. He was put in jail. Vayem Rabbi Yeshua hagarsi mishamsho. And Rabbi Yeshua was Meshamish Rabbi Akiva. Pamachas Yom Kippurim Hayav Alachach Rishus Mi Rabbi Akiva V'Alachol L'Beisa. Rabbi Yeshua was not in jail. Rabbi Akiva was in jail. So Rabbi Yeshua on Yom Kippur asked for permission to go to his house. Bo Eliyahu Zal V'Dofak Al Pesach Adelas. So while Rabbi Yeshua left the prison, Eliyahu Novi came to Rabbi Yeshua's house and knocked on the door. Amalo Miata. Amalo Eliyahu Ani. I am Elijah. Amalo Matirtse. So Yeshua says, what do you want? Amalo Bosi Lodiacha Shem Rabbi Akiva Rabcha Meis. I'm coming to tell you that your Rabbi Akiva just passed away. Yad Halchu Shneim Kol Alayla Ad Shehegiu L'Beis Asun. So they went together to the jail. Motzu ha-pesach pasuach, v'av asur miyoshim v'cholom yishenim. Also show higia Eliyo is ha-pesach, niftach ha-pesach, nischazek Eliyo v'nitpolo omolo Yeshua. And they went into the cell to see the dead body. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, v'lav kohen ata. Yeshua said to Eliyahu Hanavi, how could you go in there? You're a kohen. Amalei b'ni ein tumah l'tzadikim v'lo l'chachamim. So Eliyahu responded to Rabbi Akiva, don't worry, to Rabbi Yeshua rather, that there's no tumah for tzadikim. There's no tumah for tzadikim. And then it goes on the rest of the story. Oh, what is this based on? So the Ramban in our Torah says the following. The Tam Tumas HaMeis, the Etzer Shal Nachash, Ki Aneftarim B'Neshika Lo Yitamu Min Adin, V'hu Sha'omru Tzadikim Einem Metamim. So you look in the bottom of the Pnei Yerushalayim, he says normally when somebody dies, the Malach HaMavis puts some zuama, some impurity in the body, and that's what causes the tumah. So that's by a regular person, he dies via the Malach HaMavis. But a tzaddik dies via the neshika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A tzaddik dies via the neshika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mimela, he dies via the neshika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no tumah, because there's only tumah when you die via the Malach HaMavis. And that's how the Ramban explains why tzaddikim are not metamic. And there's a Gemara in Ksubas like that also. Gemara in Ksubas says, the Amar Abchia also Hayom Shemez Rebbe Batla Kedusha. The day that Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi died, Batla Kedusha. The Kedusha was bottom. So says Tosus also, Yom Shemesh Rabbi Bottle Kedusha, She you all call him also Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Right, so one shot is also Yom Bottle Kedusha, because when Rabbi died, he was called Rabbi Yehuda HaKadosh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Bottle Kedusha means he died because he was called Rabbeinu Kadosh, and now he's not here, so Batla Kedusha. Had the Tanya Bishuli Sota, Mishamez Rebbe Batla Anovi, Yuri Yeshua Kedusha Bukhah. Farada Michaim Kohen, Yomola Haisi, Shenifta Rabbeinu Tam, Haisi Matamelo. Tai Batla Kedusha, the Kama Hacha Hainu Kedusha's Kahuna. So Michaim Kohen says a different shot. Batla Kedusha means that there's no Kedusha's Kahuna. Meaning when Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi died, there's no Kedushas Kahuna, means that the Kohanim are allowed to be Metame to him. Whereas the halach of Kedushas Kahuna doesn't apply to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So that's what it means. Also Yom Shemes, so the first Tran Tosin means also Yom Shemes Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Batla Kedusha because he was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. But the other Pshat Rabbi Chaim Kohen gives is Batla Kedusha means there's no din of Kedushas Kahuna today. Because there's no halacha of that a Kohen can't be metame because a Kohen can be metame to him. And that's what Reb Chaim Kohen says. If I would have been there when Rabbeinu Tam passed away, I would have been metame to him. That's what Reb Chaim Kohen said. Rabbeinu Tam was such a tzaddik. If I would have been there the day that he passed away, I would have been metame to him. Well, and if you look at the Rabbeinu Bechaya in the Karak Hemach, he says the same thing. Zos Haisa Madregas Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu died b'neshika, Shaisa Misosu b'neshika, Shekach Doshu, Vayomashom Moshe Ever Hashem, Be'eretz Moav Al Pi Hashem, Melamech Shemes b'neshika. Umilos neshika hi dveikos hacheshuk ba'achoshuk, מתוך כך הנפש נפרדת מן העולם הזה שלו בהגש תם מיסה, ושלו על ידי כוח המשכת, והוא מלך המובס. וזו היסה מסוסל של רבינו הקודש. ומזה דרשו חזל בקסובס משמש רבי בוטלו קדושה, כלומר שאף הכהנים נתעסקו בקבורסו. That's what it means, בוטלו קדושה, that even the כהנים were involved in his burial. לפי שהיסה מסוסל בנשיקה, על ידי שכינה, שלו על ידי מלך המובס. Because when Rebbe died, he had it like the Ramban said. He had a misa, like the tzaddikim died with neshika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, so therefore there's no tumah. Because tumah is only when you die via the Malach HaMavis. And if you look in Tosfos on page 8 above Metzia, it says, V'chein Matzinu, She'akovers Rabbi Akiva, Hayat Dokesh, She'amel Ezechi Eincha Kohen, right, the story we saw in the Medrash, right? When Rabbi Akiva died, and Eliyahu Hanavi, was Matame, so Rabbi Yeshua said, what are you doing? Aren't you a Kohen? And so the way we had it in the Medrash is that he answered, so what? I'm a Kohen. But Tzadikim and I'm a Tame. But in Tosfos it says, Chei Matzinuk Shei Kovei Rabbi Akiva, Hei Adocha, She'amalei Zichi Ein Kol Kohen, Amalei Tzadikim Ein Matamim. So says Tosfos, the Docha also came, Mishum Kvodu de Rabbi Akiva. Iker Tamo Hayom Vishay Yameis Mitzvah. So Tosfos says an unbelievable thing. We saw the Medrash that said that when Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua and Eliyahu Novi went back to the cellar, went back to the prison, and they saw the dead body of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you staying here in the room? So Rabbi Akiva says, don't worry. Tzadikim and Amitami. So Tosfos says it was a bluff. He didn't really mean it. It was a bluff. The real reason was, is Rabbi Akiva was a meis mitzvah, because no one wanted to bury Rabbi Akiva, because he was a haruge malchus, so they were afraid, if we're going to bury him, maybe the malchus will get angry at us and kill us. Right? Rabbi Akiva was one of the haruge malchus. So Tosfos says, that medrash that says, that Eliyahu Hanavi said, that I could stay in the room here with Rabbi Akiva, because tzaddikim and not metamei, it was just doch also. It was just a bluff. It wasn't the real reason. The real reason is why? The real reason is because he was a meis mitzvah. Oh. So there's a vort in the Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe is the Satmar dynasty. He lived in the time of the Vilna Gaon, I think. So Yismach Moshe asks, how could it be that Tosfos is saying that Eliyahu Novi basically lied? That's what he's saying. Eliyahu Novi basically bluffed. What he said was a bluff. So as he said, the reason why I came in Matame is because Tzadikim and not Matame, that really wasn't the reason. The real reason was because Rabbi Akiva was a meis mitzvah, because no one wanted to bury him. But how can he? So Yismach Moshe asks, Mi uva toises mesechus lov metziah, viyu deheshiv Eliyahu kshakov ala Rabbi Akiva Tzadikim and Matamim, mi akosv toshu sham dechuyahu. And sham, he was just, you know, matchem, but it wasn't the real reason. How could it be that Eliyahu Hanavi would say a sheker? How could it be? So now the Yismach Moshe is going to say an important word. It was not just he's just a white lie. He's lying about what the halacha is. Right? If you're saying that's not really true, that tzadikim are really metame. So he was lying about the halacha? What's going on here? He had to keep going. But now, the mysterious dover that Mavua became in common. Smokan, Tamar Yeshua, Hagui, Nose, Arona, Shal Yosef, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Nishinizmu, Benod of Avil. In other words, what happened by Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, Rabosai, what were the people, why were they tummy? Either because they were carrying Yosef, Arona Shal Yosef, or they were metame to what? Nadav Vavir. Now these people were tzaddikim, and yet they still had a din tumah. So you see the perish from the whole din of Parsha Pesach Sheni that tzaddikim are metame. So what are you telling me that tzaddikim are not metame? Don't you see from the whole din of Pesach Sheni that tzaddikim are metame? I'm a tzaddik metame. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I'm a b'shas moso. Panu came in there tumah. These are meseches brachos. Because makom vaday me'etzem adin roi liyosh tzaddikim lo yitame. He says, so says the Yismach Moshe like this, that really tzaddikim are not metame. This is an important yisod. really tzaddikim are not matamik. Like the Ramban explained, the Rabbeinu Bachaya, they died in the Shika. Tzaddikim are not matamik. Kein tumulahem. Uvmisasim nikhu chayim. Whatever, tzaddikim are always alive, they're not matamik. But you know what? Achlo nitna lanu lisnag b'din zeh. Ki achlozu ein datenu dasa noshi makefes oso, yani Hashem choker leiv ubochen kloyos. He says, but no one has the right in this world to decide who's a tzaddik or not. You know, theoretically, tzaddikim are not matamim. But you can't implement this halacha for olam hazeh. Because no one has the right to judge who's a tzaddik. Because even you see somebody acting in a way that looks like a tzaddik, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows inside the inner of a person, the inner heart. Person can only see the externals. So in theory, that's the halacha. But we can't implement it because we have no right to judge that this one is a tzaddik and this one's not. We're not here to brand who's tzaddikim or not. That's a baseball card Judaism. You try to put everyone like this one's he's like this, he's a tzaddik, he's a god. That's not our point here to brand people. Because he's a tzaddik, he's not a tzaddik. We can't determine that. That is not in this world. So therefore, even though it's true, the din is tzaddikim and not matamim. But we can't implement that din in this world. And even somebody who we face, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, that we assume that for sure they were tzaddikim, no, but we don't, for nobody. We don't implement this halacha. Achim, no delanu shehu tzaddik, kidei shalo lechalik, ben tzaddik o tzaddik. You can't mechalik, dein koch ha-mapkim yadein, and kein heishiv Eliyahu emes, kanal borav emes b'siyad d'shmai. So that's what Eliyahu and Ovi said, that when Eliyahu HaNovi said that tzaddikim are not metameh, so he was just bluffing. No, he was telling the real halacha. That was the halacha. But that wasn't the reason, so he wasn't lying about the halacha. But the reason why it was the dechuya, because he can't rely on it in this world. So the lamaisa, the reason why he was able to be metameh is because that he was a meis mitzvah. But the halacha is true. That tzaddikim are not matami. But that's a big yisod, that a lot of times people like to judge, this one is a tzaddik and this one is not a tzaddik, and who knows, maybe this guy is a tzaddik too, or maybe we're not here like Rav Lachman said, we're not here to play God. And that's what people often do. And I think that's the Moshe Haskell of this idea, that even though there's a din of tzaddikim and matamim, you see that in this world we can't implement it, because that's not our, because who knows, you can have somebody who looks like he's not such a big tzaddik, he doesn't dress the part necessarily, and maybe he is a bigger tzaddik than some people that dress the part. But there's a very interesting din in the parsha of the Haloscha. The Parsha Balosha on page 10 gives you the din of what? The Pesach Sheni. So how did it come about? These people were Tmeim Lenefesh, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Nigara? Why should we be any different? And Moshe said, I'm going to speak to God. And then he told them the din of Pesach Sheni. Where else in the Torah do you have such a similar idea? B'nos Slocha. But Oshokha said, we want a portion. So God said, Moshe said, wait a second, I'm going to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what's the difference between the Benos Slovcha scenario and over here? Yeah. No, one second. The difference is, by Benos Lofchad, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, he responded to the Benos Lofchad. He said, Kein Benos Lofchad Dobros. You're right, and this is, and therefore this is what we should do. But over here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, he doesn't respond to the people who are asking the question. He just gives the halakha as if what? As if the question was never asked. In other words, the dialogue stops. Because by Benos Slokha they asked the question, so Moshe went to the Baruch Shalom, and Baruch Shalom said, tell Benos Slokha this and this you should do. But by Pesach Sheni, it doesn't say that. But Moshe said, I'll speak to the Baruch Shalom. Then the Baruch Shalom says, and the halacha is, he doesn't say, in other words, he doesn't address the people who asked the halacha like he did by Benos Slokha. What's the chiluk? That's the kasha we'll see shortly. Then the Or Chaim asks the kasha. He says, what do you mean, lama nigara? What do they think? Of course, they're nigara because they're tummy. What do you mean, lama nigara? So the Or Chaim HaKadosh gives a teretz, because anyway, we're doing it for a mitzvah, so why should we lose out? You know, we were doing a mitzvah. Oh. So the Agra Dekala, that's the Sefer of the Meir Yisoskar, says the following. Anachlu tmeim l'meshes olam lama nigara, HaKadosh Balor Chaim Diktek Mazesh Amru Lama Nigara. The Lashon Matmi, Halohim B'Mofiyim Amru. So what do you mean Lama Nigara? They themselves gave the reason. So he says a beautiful pshat. Nearly I caught in all the higher. Lama Amru L'Nefesh Adam. What did they say? Anachlu tmeim l'Nefesh Adam. What's that Lashon? Why did they just say Anachlu tmeim l'Meis? What do you mean Anachlu tmeim l'Nefesh Adam? The Nefesh Adam. So he says like this, because we know inner the Iker Torah Adam Hu La Tzadik, Atem Kurim Adam. So that was the point. They were saying like this: we were Metamei to Tzadikim, and Tzadikim are not Metamei. So why should we be treated with the din of Tumah? That's what they were asking. Because Anachnu Tumim, they were the, what would, had they become Tumim? Either Aron or Shal Yosef, or Nadav Avihu. So what happens? So he wants to say, and we never find out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to tell them. Because it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to bring the Pesach Rishon. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could judge who's the tzaddik or not. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka told him, that's why when the response that you have to bring a Pesach Sheni was not a response to them. It was a response in general, this is the din of Pesach Sheni. But it didn't say this is what you should tell these people, like it said by Benos Slokhov. Because maybe, so that's what he says in the end here. Lama nigara, akshava b'esha mishum hoki lo ne'ma lahem al shum tshuva rakum v'yisrael b'chlal. And he also has a Pesach b'mo'ado, last three lines. They maybe in Echonami. They brought the Pesach B'Mordo because they weren't the main. Because they got a response to the Ribbono Shalom. Ribbono Shalom could pass them. Who's the tzaddik in that? So that's why the response was not given to them. The response was given in general what the halakha is. But to them, maybe in Echonami, they brought the Pesach Rishon. And that's why they said Lama Nigara. What were they, stupid? Of course they knew that they were different because they were Metame. But they said, why should we lose out? We were only Metame to a tzaddik. We weren't Metame to a regular person. But that's how he explains the Pesuk, a very fascinating chat based on this whole notion. But this is a whole Sefer, Tzion L'Nefesh Tzvi. It's a thick Sefer. It discusses all the literature on this topic, whether Tzadikim are Metame or not. But like I think the most important idea is what the Yismach Moshe said, that maybe in Echonami, Tzadikim are not Metame, but in this world it's not for us to judge who's a tzaddik or not, and therefore we should give people the benefit of the doubt, and we should machshiv everybody, like I write in the Einayim B'Torah, that everyone is considered chashiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that should be a Musar Haskel. We shouldn't, of course you have to treat certain people with more kavod, older people, but this notion of certain people that, you know, that you look to and you say, oh, he's this, he's that. You never know what the schusim of any particular person is klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the level of lishma that, you know, that a simple Jew might have, that maybe some person who has a, you know, who dresses the part, Maybe he doesn't have that level of lishma of some simple Jew who may have that level of lishma. We're not here to judge, to say he's the tzaddik and he's not a tzaddik. That's why in this world we don't, and that's why the Satmar Rebbe writes, that's why the whole response was not even written in the Torah to what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told. In other words, the Beis Hachta wants to say maybe in a Hanami they brought Pesach Rishon. Satmar Rebbe writes a similar thing. He says, it doesn't matter, because whatever the response was, it's not no game for the Torah, because we're not here. The Torah is to teach you how to act in this world. This discussion of whether he's a tzaddik or not is irrelevant. That's for Olam HaSalyon, and that's not for us to decide. And that's an important idea, that putting together Parshas Emor with Pesach Sheni.